A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey everyone, hope you're going to enjoy this clip. It is from our Journo Inside show. I spoke to Goal's Neil Jones all about this reported €100 million war chest that FSG have apparently given Jurgen Klopp to go and get Jude Bellingham next summer. We speak about that and a few other deals as well. So yeah, check out this clip and then check out the entire show over on Redmen Plus. Let's move on to the news then. Transfers is always on the agenda. And Bellingham's back. He always is, Neil. Feels like, well, we still want him. I think Sport Bild went big on it this weekend, didn't he? Saying that Klopp's agreed with Liverpool's owners to go all in on Bellingham, is what they said. €100 million available. Dortmund will look at least €150 million. Like, there's nothing new in this per se, because we always thought.
Yeah, well, it wasn't. It was a feature, wasn't it? I don't think it was a news piece. It wasn't a sort of splash.
It was the magazine cover.
It was like a what's going to happen with Jude Bellingham, wasn't it? We've all done those kind of features.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, you know. Listen, I mean, Jan Agerfjordtoft, I think, was sort of
he brought it to everyone's attention,
a bit of a stare, wasn't he, and saying, you know, that he I think that's where he
posted
that.
I got that from him.
€100 million, you know, that kind of thing. And I think there's no secret Liverpool want Jude Bellingham and would like to sign him. The question has always been the finances and the competition, and obviously, you know, it's funny because you get excited. Sport Bild are saying Liverpool are going to sign Jude Bellingham, but Marker are saying Real Madrid are going to sign Jude Bellingham, and I'm pretty sure at some point someone will say Paris Saint-Germain are going to sign Jude Bellingham. You know, there'll be a lot of these. I mean, listen, if Manchester City and Chelsea aren't linked strongly at some point, I'll be amazed. You know, wouldn't amaze me if Bayern Munich are linked, given their history of signing players from Bundesliga rivals. So there's going to be a lot of these kind of stories. We've said, you know, a lot. You know, Dortmund will demand at least €150 million. I mean, if he goes and smashes the World Cup and leads England to glory, or even the latter stages, they probably can look at that and
blank checks time.
Yeah, isn't
it?
Well, yeah. I mean,
it's James Rodriguez all over again. Remember, they just threw all the money at him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, that's Juve. But there's obviously a chance Liverpool sign him. That's the best thing you can say at this point, and that's, I mean, Jurgen says it quite a lot, doesn't he? You know, all I need is a chance, and we'll give it a try. But I think Liverpool are at the very least in the pack chasing them.
That's not new. That's really new.
No, it's not. I mean, he was asked, wasn't he, quite recently about the speculation, and said, "I'm sorry, I'm not going to give you the headlines you want. I'm focused on Dortmund," which sort of says a lot about him.
Yeah.
Seen many players down the years sort of do the whole, "Oh, I'd love to play in Italy," or "Oh, Spain. Spain's always been a dream of mine," or "Yeah, I did support this team when I was younger." He doesn't seem like he's that kind of guy. I think he's very relaxed, that he knows the worst case scenario for him is a very, very good case, that he's going to be at a very good team next season, getting paid very well.
But worst case is he's a Borussia Dortmund player, and you take that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't think he will be. I think he will leave. You know, I think Dortmund are pretty much, you know, I think they're quite pleased that they got another year out of him, really.
And how well he's doing
to everything. And he's obviously stepped up to be captain and, you know, set the record in the group stage of the Champions League. Didn't he score in his first four? Was it the first four?
Stupid, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, he does seem to be sort of, this seems to be the season that he's just gone through the gears a little bit, and, you know, maybe it's usually bad timing. But
I was about to say,
you don't know what groundwork's gone in from all clubs. You know, that there could be, I'm sure it will be a lot further advanced behind the scenes than we know.
Yeah.
You know, there'll be a lot more information available from clubs of what the cost's going to be, what his thinking is, and that kind of thing. So hopefully, from a Liverpool point of view, hopefully they've gone further than anyone else.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It usually, he's having the season that Liverpool want them to have when they first arrive. Like, all the data always shows, like, we saw this with Salah, we saw it with Mane, Luis Diaz, like, the stats were all on the way up, and then you get them, and then they have that big breakout season with you, and then you've got them for what looks a discount. You know, even, like, yeah, Mo Salah, yeah, like, I think Liverpool knew that the goals were coming. It just happened that he'd done it in red. It feels like with this one, because, again, I mean, everyone knows, everyone wants them, he's having the season that everyone pretty much knew or thought he was going to have. It's just that Borussia Dortmund, who are amazing sellers, they are brilliant at getting all the money they can get. It was different with Haaland, of course, because they had to negotiate that clause. But you look at how they dealt with Sancho and how they're going to deal with this one. They know that they're not stupid. Yeah. If they've played an absolute blinder. They're the real winners here. Jude Bellingham and Borussia Dortmund, and whoever gets them, everyone's a winner, whoever gets them. The player himself, and of course Dortmund, everyone's like, yeah, happy days, this worked out perfectly.
Yeah, and they're a bit of a strange club, Dortmund, in the sense of, you know, strange club, strange team. You know, it's harsh because it's Bayern Munich, but I don't think they deliver on the potential, Dortmund. You know, I looked at the squad last night. Bellingham didn't start last night, but I looked at the sort of front four, and, like, Anthony Modest up front, who's having a few struggles, but you've got Daniel Marlin, if you remember, like, sort of everyone was, where's he going to go? He's going to have his pick. You know, you've got Giovanni Reina, you've got, obviously, Marco Reus is still there. There's you know, Karim Adeyemi, who's like one of the top players at Salzburg. You know, they buy these real sort of wonder kids, and it doesn't really, the dial doesn't really move for the team. You know, they may be further their reputation, or one or two of them do, but the team sort of stays
last 16 of the Champions last 16, League, second top,
you know,
four,
miles off Bayern Munich in the Bundesliga, and, you know, second or third in the league. And, you know, I do sort of sometimes think, like,
keep them all.
not keep them all, but also I don't know. I think Bellingham's not the complete sort of he's the opposite of this. But I do think sometimes are Dortmund just cool a little bit, and we look and say, oh, he's brilliant. You know, Pulisic and Reina and whoever. Do we overrate the players that we sort of say because they're at Dortmund and they're playing in the first team? We think they're absolutely brilliant, and actually you go, in the grand scheme of things, they actually turn out to be sort of, yeah, they're good players, but that's it. Bellingham's the opposite. You know, Bellingham and Haaland were the two that you sort of say, nah, I think you can go past that and say, you know, if Dortmund are failing or underachieving, it's certainly not because of those type of players, you know. So I think they're right to put the price tag on his head, as opposed to, you know, if Liverpool was saying, oh, we're going to spend 50 or 60 million on Giovanni Reina or like I say, or, you know, Daniel Marlin, you'd sort of be saying, I'm not sure about that. You know, like, you've got Moukoko, who's another one, isn't he, who's coming through. I'd be saying no. At least with Bellingham, you know, you're buying guaranteed 10-year quality.
Yeah, we'll see how that all pans out. Yeah. I guarantee you now his name isn't ended in this year. Probably next week.
That thumbnail that we used at the start, we'll see that again.
I think we've run out of Jude Bellingham pictures. We're back to the beginning of the cycle again.
You've got enough for me though, yeah, like looking at him sort of long across the table.
We'll take some more of those later. Absolutely. It's winter now, you've got a t-shirt on the last one.
Get
you in your hoodie with your Christmas cup. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Another person we've spoken about before, obviously Conrad Lyme, obviously it was you, we literally had the like Liverpool had a little look at him in the summer and stuff. The consensus, and you, I think you told me this, is that Liverpool think he's going to Bayern Munich. Reports this week are that actually no, maybe that isn't nailed on. I think the report I saw, if it was Graham Bailey in 90 minutes, there's a few of them out there, was like, maybe Bayern have got their eyes on someone like a Gundogan or someone else, another player, and maybe that this isn't guaranteed, and that's why it feels like someone's shopping him around a little bit more. I don't know, but it says like he's ready to listen to Premier League offers. We've seen Liverpool go back in for players before that he's first missed out on. Have we still got the sense that this is still he's gonna be end up playing for Bayern Munich?
Yeah. I mean, the other thing is he's injured, isn't he? And that's, you know,
he's been into the law.
That adds him into.
He's a huge red flag.
Puts him right in the Liverpool hitting zone, doesn't he? If he's got a checkered injury pass. But yeah, no.
Plays for Leipzig, yeah, check. Can't get on the pitch, yeah, check. He'll do.
Free transfer. I think nothing's changed from Liverpool's point of view. I mean, maybe there is an element of.
Maybe Bayern are getting cold feet, haven't seen that he can't get on the pitch.
Or maybe the agent is just sort of trying to, let's get this over the line, or, you know, let's sort of really make sure that we get. I mean, obviously he doesn't need to. It's January, technically he can negotiate with clubs, can't he? So there's no rush in that regard. But no, I haven't heard anything change from Liverpool. It's interesting you mentioned Gundogan. You know, I was looking at a list of sort of players who are, you know, out of contract. There is a lot. There are a lot. I mean, you know, I'm not saying Liverpool will sign Gundogan or would sign Gundogan, but
he's there. You want
there, there are players there that are free, and I wonder whether you might see a couple of little Liverpool, you know, if you are going to put the money up for a Bellingham or equivalent, you know, do you have a couple of ancillary ones, you know,
like buying a new house? You spend all your money on the bed, so you go down and get a free couch from your mates. Or something like that. Yeah. Maybe they're going to do that.
I mean, a very good free couch.
Yeah, that's decent. Well used.
I mean, you look at. I mean, Kante's free. I know he's had a lot of injury problems, but I think Tillemans is obviously free. I think Hosamawa.
Do you think this is a COVID thing, like a hangover where teams were reluctant to give big contracts out? Because these lads should have all been signed 2 years ago. And you can say the same with Liverpool, to be honest, that Naby Keita might fall into this range as well, as that everyone was reluctant to spend all that money a couple of years ago. Like, what is the world going to be? By the time they've got here now, they're like, well, if you're a player, you're thinking, well, I might as well just be free and see what I can get out of it.
Yeah, or all the clubs that would have signed them as well maybe thought, I'm not going to put 40 million down for him or 50 million down.
Yeah, the mid-range.
So, Possibly you're seeing that. Maybe you're just seeing a little bit of clubs. I think clubs should do it more, personally. I mean, I thought Liverpool should have done it with Sadio Mane in the summer, where you say, the worst case, you know, the 29, 30 million pound that we get for this player, actually, it's worth more to us to have him for another year.
If Liverpool miss out on the Champions League.
Especially if they miss out by getting beat by Bayern Munich in the last 16. You know, there's those kind of things that, I mean, listen, it's easy for me to say, sat here, you know, I'm not sort of having to deal with the balance sheet, and I'm maybe dealing with an unhappy player, or, you know, an agent ringing up moaning about stuff, or, you know, a dressing room. But I do think clubs, you know, we sort of get into this psyche of, he's only got 1 year left on his contract, they've got to sell him. You know, you get another good year out of him, you give him a hug at the end of it and say thanks for everything, and he goes, and you move on. You know, I think that's maybe a little bit more of a shift for mid-range clubs. You know, you're seeing, I mean, Chelsea have done it. I've lost a lot of players for nothing, haven't they? You know, Rudiger went in. Kept Azpilicueta, but Christensen, obviously, I think Jorginho's is borderline on his contract. I know they're letting. I think they're quite worried about Mason Mount's contract running into a late stage. I think was it Marcus Alonso as well? Was another one, wasn't it? So, you know. They look like they're ready to say, no, but look, you know, the extra year of Antonio Rudiger at centre back last year was worth it for the what we've lost. Yep. Bayern Munich have traditionally done it, you know, the opposite. They seem to let players get down to the last year and then move them on, and usually they look like they make a good decision. But there's a case to be made, definitely, that, you know, Yuri Tillemans is more used to Leicester this season than 40 million would have been in the summer when they weren't buying anyone anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see. I wouldn't be shocked. And again, we're across that. If Liverpool, again, if they do go big on one, if they can just pick up a couple of free transfers as well, that could certainly need more than one. And I suppose going back to the Bellingham thing, that's the worry, is that who knows what transfer budgets are and what the owners are allowed to spend and what competitions we're in and all that kind of stuff. But Liverpool don't look like a team who are just one player away at the moment in terms of everything's fine. If you sign Jude Bellingham, everything's fixed. Well, it doesn't feel like that. So I suppose what this conversation is, if you can pick two or three up for 100 mil, but actually it just turns out that the 100 mil went to Jude Bellingham and you got two on free transfers with a bit as well.
Yeah,
that's one way to mitigate that.
We've seen them get burnt a little bit with that, haven't we? You know, with the Suarez windfall of a lot of money, where it was, you know, Liverpool, like, they've brought a new team, didn't they, with you know, the money they had from Suarez, but not enough for them.
Spread it too thin.
Good, yeah, not enough for good enough. You know, a couple of them turned out to be good players for Liverpool, but no one really was an outstanding sign, and you know that changed the team, and some of them were actually made the team weaker, you know, or you know, ended up being problems, you know, with Balotelli and Markovic and people like that. So Spurs did it when they sold Gareth Bale, didn't they? They tried to sort of go down that route of we'll build a really strong squad, but actually the team didn't get any better.
Yeah.
Whereas Liverpool did it really well with Coutinho, where they were like two or three big hitters. Yeah, yeah, we know this is the area we need to do. Don't sort of, you know, you think now, If you got 140 million for Coutinho now, you'd be looking and saying, "Oh, we can fix a few little gaps in this squad." When you probably five or six signings, you'd be looking at, wouldn't you? With that, actually, Liverpool went the other way and said, "No, we're gonna Virgil van Dijk, Alisson, Fabinho." I wonder. It looks more like they need three or four signings. You know, certainly at least two in midfield, and I think they're going to need a forward if Firmino goes. I know there's a question on the Discord chat about Firmino's contract, but yeah, I don't think you can let Firmino go and say, no, we're fine in the forward areas. I think there's going to have to be a forward signed.
Hope you enjoyed that clip, guys. If you want to check out the whole show, either in video or podcast form, go on over to redmenplus.com, sign up as a captain or a legend, get that show plus all the other amazing Liverpool content we produce each and every week right into your feed. So yeah, redmenplus.com, go and check it out.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.